From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a rash of attacks in Egypt, with some being claimed by ISIS. An Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamic State group says it carried out an armed attack Saturday that killed two members of security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. The gunman targeted a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Egypt's Giza province. In a separate attack earlier, white knife-wielding militants stabbed three tourists dining at a hotel in a Red Sea resort. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting incident on Saturday. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. There was no claim of responsibility for the earlier stabbing attack in the resort town of Hurghada. Three European tourists were wounded, but have since been reported in stable condition. Security sources said the attackers had arrived in Hurghada by sea, but no other information about them was released. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A police officer in the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia is expected to survive after being ambushed in a hail of gunfire by a man claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group. A surveillance camera captured the attack Thursday night. Shot multiple times, the wounded police officer, 33-year-old Jesse Hartnett, was able to make it out of his patrol car, firing a shot that did strike the suspect. Not clear if he is connected with IS. This is VOA News. The brother of an Iraqi refugee who had settled in Texas says he's in shock after learning that his sibling, who had come to the U.S. to escape the violence in their homeland, is now facing charges that he tried to help the Islamic State group. Federal authorities allege 24-year-old Omar Faraj Saeed al-Hardan of Houston was coordinating efforts with another Iraqi refugee living in Sacramento, California, Als Mohammed Yunus al-Jayab, to get weapons, training, and eventually sneak into Syria to fight alongside the terrorist group. Both men remain jailed after initial court appearances on Friday. Women's rights activists, far-right demonstrators, and left-wing counter-protesters took to the streets of Cologne, Germany Saturday to voice their opinions in the debate that has followed a string of New Year's Eve sexual assaults and robberies in the city, blamed largely on foreigners. Amid the heightened public pressure, Chancellor Angela Merkel's party proposed stricter laws regulating asylum seekers in the country, some 1.1 million of whom arrived just last year. Police said that some 1,700 protesters from the anti-Islam Pegida movement were kept apart from 1,300 counter-demonstrators in simultaneous protest outside of the city's main train station. Police said four people were taken into custody and the Pegida demonstration was shut down early by authorities using water cannon after protesters threw firecrackers and bottles at some of the 1,700 police on hand. No injuries were immediately reported. Earlier, hundreds of women's rights activists gathered outside Cologne's landmark cathedral to rally against the New Year's Eve violence. Mexico's government aims to fulfill a request from the United States to extradite the newly recaptured drug lord Joaquin Chapo Guzman to face drug trafficking charges, so say sources familiar with the situation and carried by the Reuters newswire. The sources say the Mexican Attorney General's office will be working as fast as possible to establish the path to extradition, and Chapo could be extradited by mid-year. However, they say timing will likely depend on any injunctions filed by Guzman's attorneys. Extraditing Guzman to the United States would help allay fears that the drug lord could use his massive fortune to bribe prison officials and escape from a maximum security jail yet again. And the Powerball lottery jackpot in the U.S. has reached $900 million just hours before Saturday night's drawing. With sales breaking previous records, the odds are growing that someone will win, but if no one matches all the numbers, the next drawing is expected to soar to $1.3 billion. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.